In this video, we will prepare a faithful boundary plan. A boundary plan helps you move from vague stress to prayerful clarity. Instead of only saying, "I feel overwhelmed," you begin to name what is happening and what faithful love may require. Start by noticing the pattern. Where do you keep saying yes when you mean no? Where do you feel resentment growing? Where do you feel pressured, rushed, manipulated, or responsible for another person's emotions? Where are you carrying what belongs to someone else? Where are you avoiding a needed conversation because you fear disappointment? Then bring the pattern to Christ. Ask Jesus for truth without contempt, courage without harshness, and love without fear. Boundaries are not meant to make your heart hard. They are meant to help your love become wiser, clearer, and more faithful. Next, name what belongs to you. You may be responsible for your words, your tone, your honesty, your time, your prayer, your follow-through, your repentance, your commitments, and your next faithful step. But you are not responsible for controlling another person's reaction. You are not responsible for making everyone approve of you. You are not responsible for rescuing every situation. You are not responsible for carrying what God has not assigned to you. Then choose the boundary. It may be a time boundary. I can meet for 30 minutes. It may be a topic boundary. I am not discussing that tonight. It may be an emotional boundary. I want to listen, but I cannot be yelled at. It may be a service boundary. I can help once this week, but I cannot be the ongoing solution. It may be a communication boundary. Please email me instead of texting late at night. It may be a safety boundary. When abuse, coercion, threats, violence, exploitation, or serious danger is present, do not handle it privately. Seek wise outside help and appropriate protection. Finally, review the fruit. Did this boundary help love become more honest? Did it reduce resentment? Did it protect what God has entrusted to you? Did it help your yes become more faithful? Did it expose a place where you need support, counsel, repentance, or courage? A faithful boundary plan is not about becoming unavailable. It is about becoming wisely available before God. Reflection question. What boundary would help your love become more honest this week? Gentle next step. Write one boundary sentence and pray before using it.